This is a reading from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13 through to 53:12. The suffering and glory of the servant. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness, so he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of sorrows, familiar with suffering. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised. We esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him punished by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
The Holy Gospel, according to John, chapter 19, verses 16 to 30. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared, and fastened to the cross it read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, his disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Jesus, you are the servant of God, the servant who acted wisely and was raised and lifted up and highly exalted. The people of the world were lost in sin and had made a right mess of the earth. Injustice, persecution, self-aggrandizement, nation fighting nation, people hurting people, communities used, families divided, love abused, trust betrayed, the needy abandoned. The peoples of the world turned the good things into destruction. They followed idols of their own making and heeded the voice of evil. And even the people chosen of God, the holy nation, was torn by strife, steeped in faithlessness, and marked by greed, impurity, and violence. Its light did not shine among the peoples. Its blessings did not go out to the nations. And yet it persisted through the Lord's faithfulness. And you are the servant of God. You do what Israel could not do. It is too small a thing for you to be God's servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob only, and to bring back those of Israel the Lord has kept. For God made you also light to the nations, so that you brought the Lord's salvation to the ends of the earth. You were not a glorious king, people were appalled at you, an outsider from Galilee. They did not hold you in high regard. But you entered the world a baby under threat by a tyrant. Still, you grew up before God like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. In your family, your village, you read the scriptures, made the words of the prophets your own. And though crowds flocked to you as you preached, you did not become a hero to save your people or a leader to amass power and wealth. You did not destroy the enemy by pushing them into the sea. If you had lived as we do and humans throughout time, you would have traded and schemed and planned, would have amassed goods and wealth and lived in comfort and riches. If you had pursued power as we do and humans throughout time, you would have strategized and sown hate and dissent, would have led armies and won battles and lived in security and fear. And we, Jesus, we would honor your memory as one of the world's great. But the way to the Father, Jesus, the way of love and forgiveness, would not have been opened, and our hearts would be empty. If you had sought honors as we do and humans throughout time, you would have used your rhetoric and charm to open schools and institutes in your name, and dignitaries would have eulogized at your funeral. And we, Jesus, we would honor your memory as one of the world's great, but the way to the Father, Jesus, the way of love and forgiveness, would not have been opened, and our hearts would be empty. Instead, Jesus, you became the servant of all. You washed the feet of your disciples. You went to the cross for us. You were despised and rejected by men. You are the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You took upon you our infirmities and carried our sorrows. God was God forsaken. My God, why have you forsaken me?" you cried. "Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning?" you prayed. All those who saw you mocked you. They hurled insults and shook their heads. "For you were pierced for our transgressions. You were crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon you. And by your wounds we are healed." Through your suffering, you overcame the powers of death and sin. You overcame the confusion of us humans, for we like sheep had gone astray and each of us had turned their own way. Lord Jesus, you were oppressed and afflicted, yet you did not open your mouth. You had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in your mouth, and yet you were assigned a grave with the wicked and were laid in the tomb of the rich in your death. Through your life laid down, through your cross, you broke the powers of this world, destroyed the idols we follow, and overcame the evil forces, so that sin has no dominion over us. For you redeemed all humans, you are the light of the world, showing the love of God to everyone and giving everything for this broken world. And so, Jesus, we are now held in you, redeemed by your self-giving love, and the way to the Father, Jesus, the way of love and forgiveness, has been opened to us, and our hearts are full.